From Paul's house and Storm's house, it's Paul and Storm talk about some stuff for 5 to 10 minutes, on average.
Good evening.
Hello and welcome to show 3. I'm Paul.
I'm Storm.
And we're going to talk about some stuff for 5 to 10 minutes.
On average.
So, let's be honest and above board right at the start. We are recording this show, pre-recording this show. It is actually Wednesday night, and we're doing this because we may not have time to do it on Sunday night, and then Storm leaves for a lengthy vacation on Monday morning.
And I have to confess that my head is not completely in the game. I'm just so excited about vacation. Not that I'm not excited about doing this, too. I am.
Where are you going?
We are going, my wife and I are going to the Southwest, the Grand Canyon, Zion National Park, basically all the places that you're told, you know, you should really go do that.
Right.
And we figure while our knees are still up for the task, we're going to do it.
Yeah, you know, you really should go do that.
Thanks, Paul. I think we will.
At least I hear that's what they say.
You know, and they are going to be there, and they are going to make sure we have a good time.
That they are. So we are talking to you from the past. Hello, future.
Ooh.
What amazing discoveries have you made? We won't know until then. Second thing, before we get into the body of the show proper, I would like to... We're evolving the format of the show, as the 70 or 80 of you who are listening to this thing know. One thing we would like to make clear as a show philosophy, starting actually last episode, but stated out loud this episode, there will be a song or two, maybe,
yes,
placed at the end of each podcast.
Yep. Always at the end.
It might have something to do with the theme of the show. It might just be something we feel like playing, but it will always be at the end, so you are not forced to sit through it if you just want to hear us chat for 5 to 10 minutes.
And probably, if we ever write a song again, that, you know, we'll put the song at the end there as well.
Yes. I will also say, we've received our first donation. Hooray, hooray.
Yeah.
I would name check them, except I don't have that information in front of me. Sorry, but thank you for donating. We do appreciate it, and we encourage the rest of you to do likewise, because you should give us your money.
I like that. You know, that could be
the
motto of, no, I don't think so. I mean, really, I really believe there's nothing wrong with asking for money.
No, like as a matter of fact, when they click on the PayPal donate button on the website, it actually takes them, the thing that they are purchasing, so to speak, is the Paul and Storm Free Money Foundation.
Right. I mean, we're honest about it. Yeah, I think it would be deceiving if we trotted out, you know, a hungry child with no teeth and the rest of it when the money was just going to us.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, maybe we'll have a week when we donate to a different cause.
Right.
But no, we do appreciate money. You can use money for things.
Sure, absolutely. Who doesn't?
So it's Paul, we both sort of... have ideas we jot down on our notebooks. I don't have much because my mind is somewhere else. So what do you have, Paul?
Well, I'll have at it. I'll go with what's probably foremost in both of our minds, which is, of course, the new Song Fu competition has just been announced today or a week ago last Tuesday night or Wednesday or whenever it was, depending on when you're listening to this.
For those of you who haven't been following along or heard about us from the podcast or something, we've been involved or were involved in a songwriting competition. Us, Jonathan Colton, and Doc Hammer of Venture Brothers fame. And the idea is to write a song on a given theme. And then
perhaps write a song about a thong, although I believe that has been done already.
Once or twice. Well, maybe once.
Once.
But then you, the public, the listening public, decides who is going to move on to the next round.
Yes.
And the first round, or the first entire season, as it were, just wrapped up a couple of weeks ago, and it's now the second one.
Yes, and also thrown into the mix, the same three masters are returned. There's masters and regular people, so to speak, competing in separate categories until the
end. Aspiring masters.
And the same three masters are back, us and Jonathan and Doc. But now there is a fourth master thrown into the mix, that being Bill Corbett, Mike Nelson, and Kevin Murphy from Riff Tracks, and of course, formerly from Mystery Science Theater 3000, which most of you out there probably know already. And the task this week is to write a song about the moon. That's all it is. There's no other rules. Just write a song about the moon, and it has to be at least a minute 45 seconds long. And I will say, as of right now, I have absolutely no idea what we're going to do.
Now, in keeping with, I think we talked about this last time, that we do listen to and read your comments. And a couple of people have asked us, hey, why don't you let us in on your creative process, how you do these things? So I think this is a perfect opportunity.
Well, this is it right here.
Yeah, you've got it.
Us sitting on the phone talking about how we have no idea how to do this particular thing.
All right. Well, now we're all you folks out there, we're going to have to honestly ignore you a little bit. So just have a seat and you can look, but we have to sort of mentally pretend you're not there or this isn't going
to
work.
Actually, I'm going to continue to talk to the people, because the first thing I wanted to say about this is somebody actually, I believe, mentioned it either on our boards or Jonathan's message boards. It's the first thing that occurred to me when they announced the fact you have to write a song about the moon, that people probably expect of us to write a song not about the actual moon, but about the physical act of mooning, the verb moon. Or press and ham, or however you care to refer to it, depending on what grade you're in. I will admit that's one of the first thoughts that occurred to me.
Of course it is. I mean, it's funny, you know. How funny is it?
Yep.
Is it just puerile?
That's the question. That's the balance that we always have to try and strike, is between the funny and the puerile and the worthwhile.
And I did have an idea that sort of involved the mooning, but sort of not. And mm-hmm. In interest of full disclosure, Paul and I did discuss this already.
Okay.
And that was it has to be about the moon. So I take that to mean the moon. You have to use that phrase. So you can't make it about mooning, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that wouldn't be fair. But let's say in like 1961, when the twist was coming out and the boogaloo, there was a dance called
the moon. Hey.
The moon. That's right. So that's one idea, would be to have this sort of, and do it up like, so the production would sound like an old style, like the twist.
Right.
But this happy singer talking about, hey, everybody, all you cool cats, you know, do the moon. And then you would describe what the dance was, and
right,
you know, the obvious joke would be the final step is to drop trow and show ham.
Yeah, if we wanted to go that direction. And it's got some possibilities, because we can sort of play on that late 60s or mid 60s vibe, plus the whole technology, the space program was,
yep,
really in full swing. And
right, I picture, like, the first verse is a story about an astronaut, and he's, you know, doing all this cool stuff, and then he does this dance, because that's what songs did back then. It was like,
yep,
you know, astronaut walking down the street, and he's got his tang, and he's moving his feet, you know, that kind of stupid
there
thing.
There it is right there. That's gold.
There, next song. I don't know. I don't think there's enough comedy there.
I'm
like,
not sure.
Certainly we can,
I mean,
stretch
that it's
it
all
out.
Not that it's all about the comedy, but I know what you mean. I don't know how strongly,
and that's the thing,
sustainable
is with this approach, it would have to be a comedy song.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm part of me wants to, like, part of the foo aspect is to not do what's expected, you know?
Yep.
It's like a chess game. And, like, I really enjoyed in the last round, I'm talking to them again. I
yep,
said I wasn't,
oh,
going
to. Oh, you broke
to.
The wall.
The wall
you put up.
Yeah, forget the wall.
Okay.
But in the last round, we needed to write a song in the style of our master opponent, who was Jonathan Colton.
Right.
And that was one of the most creatively satisfying things to do.
Yeah, that was pretty fun. It was a nice little change of pace.
It's putting on someone else's clothes and doing it that way.
Yep.
And really, the moon, there's so many, God, ways you can go with it. And I'm afraid that if we just put a joke out there,
yeah,
it's just going to be like, oh, haha,
yeah,
funny, oh, that was funny.
See, I'm not necessarily feeling as constrained about the whole the moon means the moon thing, because I think he left it intentionally vague that way. For example, I have no idea what it would be, but I thought, what if we wrote a song about Keith Moon
right.
somehow, or Keith Moon going to the moon? Of course, then that gets sort of recursive and annoying, but...
Well, how about if we just kept piling on different moons?
Well, yeah, we have Keith Moon going to the moon and then doing the moon.
Right, there's Sun Yun Moon.
Yep, Soleil Moon Fry.
Yep.
He's eating a moon pie.
And then like, it took some left turn or a non sequitur. Nah, it has to stay with it. And well, here's the question. Is it just sort of, we can do it as like a clever word exercise, or like one thing I liked about the song we did last time was that it had sort of there was a character and a through line to it.
Yep.
Which I think is a way to kind of hook people more.
Yeah, songs about characters and that have things happen in them, I always enjoy them more than just sort of songs about love as a concept or sadness or loneliness or whatever.
Right. Right. Or you might have that as part of what's going on, but you're not talking about it directly.
Yeah. Or, you know, songs that have some sort of forward momentum thematically. Yep.
And I gotta, you know, part of my issue when I think about this assignment is all the moon songs that you've heard, they pop into your head and you think about doing something like that.
Yep.
You know.
Or we could alternately just re-record Jonathan Coulton's I'm Your Moon and see what people have to say about it.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, part of me wants to do something that's more, you know, it would be a surprise, something that's more kind of sweet. But most of me doesn't. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, well, you know, I think we could do that, but that's not really our thing.
Well, we'll see where it goes. I think that's probably a good stopping point, because we've got roughly a week from when we're recording this, but by the time this comes out, you all will hear what we decided to do with it in about 2 days from now. Wait, which now am I talking about? I'm not sure.
The now of recording.
The now of later.
Yes.
Okay. Well, cool. I'm satisfied. Are you?
I am. And, I'm Paul. No, I'm not.
No, you're not. But for the purposes of the sign off, you're Paul.
I'm Paul.
I'm Storm.
And we've been talking about some stuff for 5 to 10 minutes.
On average. See you next week.
Yeah. Well, we're going to leave you with, this is one of our favorite bands.
No,
of
don't
all
tell
time.
Them. Don't tell them, because if we change our minds, then they won't know that we changed our minds.
Okay. Listen to this.
Okay.
Orbiting Rondell. Doom, 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 you doom, will go doom, to the moon. Doom, 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 you'll probably be heading there soon. Doom, 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 someday flowers doom, will grow there, but first you gotta go there. Oh, you will go to the moon.
You're gonna get it.
Ah, you will live in the stars. Your backyard will probably be Mars. You will ride a crater scooter and eat off your computer. Oh, you will live in the stars. Your stellar smile will always beam, knowing you're home and home to stay. And you'll look down upon the earth and say, I can't believe we ever lived that way. You will go to the moon. There's plans for a hotel and a lagoon. You'll be savoring a star fruit and kicking off your moon boot. Oh, you will go to the moon. Yeah, you will go to the moon. A paradise to rival Cancun. And one side's always sunny, you'll be raking in the money. Oh, you'll get paid on the moon. It's been our most abiding dream, and a dream is an easy sell. And when the tourists come in droves, you'll be the big cheese on that orbiting rondelle. You will go to the moon. Daring pioneers will call the tune. Take it home. Someday flowers will grow there, but first you gotta go there. Now you will go to the moon. I'm gonna tell you, you will go to the moon. One more, you will go to the moon.
Food in the moon.
Yeah!